can be helpful.
And sometimes those glowing reviews arrive on the day when I need a boost. You are the ones who write my job performance review. The difference between the one you write me and the one you might get from work is that mine are public for the entire world to read. And now, the thanks. I will make these quick because I know that, unless your name appears here, these are just random names that mean little to nothing. First and most important, I must thank my wife, Denise, for all the support. I cannot do this without her. Deborah, Sophie, Todd and Amy, Cassie, Malik, Andrea, Karen, Hope, Justin, Kathy, Abby, and Terry, each of you has my deepest thanks. To Evan for lending me a name with the new main character for this series. To another really cool guy, Don Evans. Trust me, the real Don Evans is nothing like the man you will meet in these pages. While I'm at it, I want to thank many of the local Portland, Oregon tribute band performers who have pulled me aside at a show and asked if I might need another name for a future volume. Before this series ends, I might end up exhausting every band roster under the JFEL banner, so I guess I should thank Jason Fellman. That might be a name you will see in the next book. Stay tuned. Hello. T.W. Brown, January 2017. Chapter 1. Slipping Away. I stuffed the socks into my knapsack and then checked my inventory. I would not take more than I thought was absolutely necessary to keep myself from being eaten alive. I only had the one Glock and three spare magazines. If I was going to die in the next few days, it would be on my terms. I had a few sturdy blades and my trusty hand axe as well. Slipping out of my room, I was once again struck by the absolute silence that falls over a dead world. Heading downstairs, I stopped and grabbed a jug of water. I would probably find some, but I wanted a little insurance. I still wasn't even sure that I had what it took to shove the end of my Glock into my mouth and pull the trigger. Did I want to become a zombie? Hell no! But I was still not very excited about killing myself. Would one less zombie make a difference in the bigger scheme of things? No. If they were driven by some sort of base inner drive, I did not want to be like Stephen Flyboy Andrews at the end of Dawn of the Dead and bring a horde of zombies to the gates of the people who had been my fellow survivors. I just did not like the idea of an undead version of myself roaming the streets. I pinned my note on my door explaining about how I'd discovered the scratch on the inside of my arm and how I would not make them watch over me as I turned. I made sure to include a small plea that my Newfoundland Chewy be taken care of and not tossed out or simply killed. There was some sort of bond between her and that autistic boy Michael. Perhaps that would be reason enough to continue to care for her in my absence. I didn't think Carl would do anything to my dog or the children, despite his earlier statements of how they were useless drains on our resources. He has a softer heart than he would admit. Also, I did not believe that Betty would allow it. I didn't care much for the woman, and her people skills were severely lacking when it came to adults. She was actually very good with the kids, and I had no doubts that she was aware of the bond that was developing between Chewie and Michael. The only one in the original group that I did not have a real read on was Selena. The girl was almost 12, but she seemed much more observant than I was at her age. She also seemed to be a good shot based on the one time I'd witnessed her in action. She'd shot a zombie that was coming for me from about a block away. That was how we'd first met. I made my way down the stairs and paused when I reached the front door. Once I walked through it, I was pretty much committing myself to the fate that this scratch held for me. By morning, my note would be found and I would be long gone. I was terrified. I did not want to be alone, but I could not stay knowing that I would become one of those things. According to the reports I'd heard, turning happened within the first 72 hours. I was just glad that I hadn't turned in my sleep. Michael had slipped in with Chewie at some point and fallen asleep on my bedroom floor. While I am pretty certain that, as a zombie, I would not feel remorse, I was bothered deep down about the fact that I could have turned, gotten up, and attacked that boy. Even worse, I could have attacked my Chewie. Opening the door, I stepped outside and pulled it shut behind me. The night air was verging on cold as spring had just started when all this madness began. I zipped up my jacket and headed for the brick wall that surrounded this place. Up until this...